Thank you. I'll be sharing the findings of a large operation research studies being conducted in Bangladesh by the 6 organizations I have put in bottom of them. Some of the findings I have shared yesterday in another session, so some might be some duplication. But those who don't know about Bangladesh, Bangladesh is a country of size of Wisconsin. Rightly, currently we have a 150 to 160 million population. Even with the fastest population decline, if we do it, we'll not be stabilizing before reaching 220 million. So think about a country size of Wisconsin accommodate 220 million people. Per capita income is still $600, is even less, and school enrollment is significantly low, and government is trying hard to increase that that level of enrollment, but it's not getting that much successful. Bangladesh is also known for microcredit, all kinds of microcredit experimentation, but with good luck or bad luck, this microcredit experimentation has not improved significantly well-being of the people in the last several years, and now there is a concentrated efforts to find out why it is not happening in places like Bangladesh. Although Bangladesh has done successful in family planning program, if we see the next slides, it increased contraceptive use rate significantly, but the use of maternal health care services is still low. Bangladesh is divided into 6 geographical regions, and later on I'll show you a graph where you'll see that some of these areas are totally underserved. And there is a now concern among the government official what to do in those places. If you look at the ANC received by the women, if you see the eastern side of the country is significantly low compared to the western side of the country, and institution delivery is still low. And that was the reason for how, if you want to reduce the maternal mortality in the country, how we increase women, encourage women to come to those facilities for institutional deliveries. And these studies were the small operational studies conducted between 2005 and 2007 to give government ideas about how those larger scale studies can be implemented. If you see the next graph, if you see this contraceptive use rate, it has significantly increased, and there is a significant regional variation, but still it is dependent on oral pill, and which is creating again a large programmatic issues. Approximately 16 million women are taking oral pill every day. So if you think about the public sector program supplying 16 million oral pill to the rural women, is really a problem. Although some of them are now receiving oral pill from private sector, but still the bulk of the women in the rural area who are poor are receiving oral pill from the government sector. Long-term method use is declining even, if you think about the 20 years back, sterilization was significantly high. Now that the sterilization declining, the contribution of long-term method is also significantly reduced, if you see from the next slides. If you see this well quantile, there is a variation among use of longer-term method, but it's not that much variation if you look that, in detail in that way, because as the method use is significantly low. If you go to the next slide, as I mentioned, take the country, the eastern side, which is Sylhet and Chittagong, which is considered a conservative areas, and your famous Matlab project, who have known about this in Matlab project, is being conducted in Chittagong division. So even within the pocket of areas, there are fertility variation there. But if you look at the western side, where we have reached below replacement level fertility, particularly Khulna, and some Rajshahi also. So in a country which you can cross from one side to another side in 8 hours' time, but there is still significant variation. There is 2-child difference if you think that way, if you see from Sylhet and Rajshahi. And this is still bothering the policymakers. They are not able to reach those areas. And the program, primarily the identification is that the availability of services is not available in those eastern side areas. And one of the reasons for this operation research project was to find out how we can reach those underserved areas. If you look at the SES and total fertility rate, you see that poorest people are still having more than 3 children, and the rich and richer are having, more or less replacement level. So if you divide the country, approximately 40% of the women have reached their replacement level fertility, remaining 16%, but its main target group is the poor and the poorest, bottom 40%. And that is the group which we have to reach very quickly. Otherwise, as I mentioned, with best scenario, population will be 220 million. It may go up to 240 million. So depending upon how fast we can reach our replacement level fertility among that two groups, we'll be able to reduce 20 million. To give an example, when East Pakistan and West Pakistan was together in 1971, we are more or less same population, little bit different, lower in East Pakistan, higher in East Pakistan and lower in West Pakistan. But right now, if we compare Pakistan with Bangladesh, Pakistan population is approximately 30 million more than Bangladesh. So if you think about the impact of family planning program in last 30 years, we have reduced 30 million people. And we can easily reduce another 30 million people if we could do faster in those areas. If we look at the contraceptive use rate, there is not significant variation among rich and poor. You know, in the areas where high contraceptive use rate is high, the Khulna division, poor and non-poor are using more or less same. On the other hand, if you look at the low-performing areas like Sylhet, where you know you'll see that even the rich are not using also contraceptives. So there is a question of availability of services. So if you look at the Sylhet, the non-poor are 38% are using contraceptive use, whereas in the Khulna, the poor group, 60% of them are using contraceptive use. So goal was that this project is funded by Canadian CETA through UNFPA to find out how quickly we can reach the poor women in the underserved areas. And with help of three organizations, as I mentioned earlier, ICD, DRB, and RTM International, we looked at the cost and lack of, and the problems which were identified for the operation research was cost and lack of awareness or barriers utilizing the pregnancy and delivery services from trained providers. And another thing, young men and also the people are not coming to the facilities for reproductive health services. Our infrastructure, as I will show you later on, are primarily female focused. So male are always some way, you know, avoiding those facilities to come, and in the whole service delivery system is female oriented, so male are not being contacted to come to those facility to receiving services. In that way, there is a inherent, you know, afraid among these young men and also older men to come to those facilities, and there is a significant imbalance about, you know, in the family planning, you know, contraceptive method mix. Particularly, all the increase we are seeing in the last 10 years are on oral pill and all injectables. So if we increasing like this, and if we reach replacement level fertility by, say, we are thinking that we'll be able to reach country as a whole in 2015, but still there will be a lot of issues and programmatic issues how to supply those supply-oriented methods. As I mentioned, our infrastructure is that, you know, we have a good infrastructure in the local level. Our country size, if you say that 300,000 population, which we call Upazila, it has a 31-bed hospital staffed by 8 to 9 physicians and the remaining all other, you know, paramedics. Then at the union level, there are 30,000 population and there is one facility and there are two paramedics, one male paramedic and one female paramedics. And at the grassroots level, there are workers from health, also from family planning. Our health system is bifurcated, so health and family planning is separately managed by from the two directorate, although there is one ministry. And these union-level facilities organize satellite clinics all over places. Approximately 32,000 satellite clinics are organized each month for providing family planning services. A recent introduction is community clinic. Government has constructed community clinic approximately 11,000 for each 6,000 of the population and still struggling how to operationalize those community clinic in the system. So there, as we discussed earlier, the three things we wanted to look at, how to introduce maternal voucher for the women who can use services from the facilities and encourage men and youth to receive reproductive health services from those facilities. And then there is a how to best adjust the rational use of contraceptive method. A typical Bangladeshi woman reach their desired family size by age 23, 24, that means two children. And then she has to live another 35 years or 30 years on oral pill. And for every month she has to take an oral pill, or every day she has to take an oral pill. And one consequences of this whole oral pill dependency is that, you know, approximately 1/4 of our pregnancies are being terminated by MR, menstrual regulation. So approximately 800,000 to 900,000 MR are conducted every year in Bangladesh, and which is again creating a health hazard for the women. And these three studies we have tested, The interventions were primarily, we divided into two groups. One is generic, one is specific intervention. Generic was the capacity building of the service provider. Basically, what we did, you know, we did ourselves in those small facilities and showed government officials how to do it so that they can take it up and for the replication purpose. And particularly, these community volunteers and these community leaders were brought in the picture. In the last few years, we are trying to go to the local government, and we have election for the local level representative, but we are not using them for providing family planning or health services, or even for the development. They are primarily concerned about the construction of the road, and even for the schools and health, they are not being involved. And in this project, we are trying to bring them in the system. We tried to bring them in the system so that at least they can give their voice in the system, and so the services can be improved. And the specific intervention was all for one specific project. You know, the voucher scheme was introduced and looked at how vouchers can be. Institutionalized. For our information, based on the information, there are 57 facilities are now, 57 upazilas are now providing services in the voucher, and some of the modification has been done to reduce the cost burden in the government side. And this intervention outcomes were measured, you know, as increased utilization of trained service provider, similarly establishing youth-friendly services, recruiting community providers and satisfied users, and also forming community support groups. Yesterday, I shared with these findings in detail about the community support group and also these peer promoters. What happened in quickly, you know, the maternity services, as you see, that it increased from no use approximately 2% to 18%, and the rural area in Bangladesh where 18% maternity services from trained service provided is significantly improving if you think about 18 months period of time. And we don't want everybody to come to the facility. We want to identify high-risk mothers to bring them to the facility, as where facilities are not equipped to provide institutional deliveries for all these 3 million pregnancies will be occurring for another 20 years in Bangladesh. So we want to identify those high-risk mothers and bring them to the facilities. So similarly, the assisted by trained providers, we encourage the deliveries which will be happening at the facilities, not at the facility, that at the home level, they can be provided through the trained provider. So there is a need for large number of trained providers in the facility. And at least people should receive the ANC services, and particularly to identify who those are high risk so that they can be referred to the facilities. And if you see this, at least three or more ANC services with this project, from 30% it increased to 63%. And at least PNC visit also increased, but I have not showed it here. If you look at the male client, encouraging male to come, in earlier there was only 74 of them are coming per month a facility, that means two per day, which has increased to 318, but which is not again even significant, but at least men are started coming to these facilities and seeking the services from a male service provider located in that facility. And there are the two service providers in these facilities, one is male and one is female. Earlier it was known as a female service center, no male were coming, the male is not providing services to the male. Now as the message is known to the people that the services can be obtained from these male service providers, a large number of males are coming. And these are the two places, you know, if there's a difference between these two upazilas. And the last slide I'll be showing you, the longer term acting method, again, it has increased, but not that significantly increased. And we have to try that once to shift women, those who have attained the reproductive, you know, desired family side or the reproductive intention they have achieved, moving them from their, you know, oral pill dependency to the longer acting method. So what lessons learned? You know, financial support is needed for the poor women for receive services, and the community participation is crucial for selecting poor pregnant women. In the several places, it was found that the vouchers were given to everybody, and so the rich, poor, irrespective of them, they are attaining the services. But our main intention is to as a resource-prone country, you know, we have to provide the services to poor women. In this case, the community volunteers or community support group were able to identify those who are poor. And particularly, strengthening the facilities is critical for quality of maternal services, and those facilities were primarily strengthened through the help of the community support groups. As community volunteers, particularly the peer promoters, were able to disseminate the findings of family planning method, and they have motivated also community support groups to motivate the community leaders to support physical infrastructure development, and the community leaders also somehow supervise the service delivery system. So what we're thinking in the way forward, the demand side financing for the poor women to maternal services, it has been already introduced in the system. And the community volunteer system is being now tested for the community level, different community clinics, and formation of this community support group is will be now being tested for these community clinics, which will be introduced, which will be being functional soon. Thank you very much.